What's up, guys? I'm back with another podcast, and it's crazy how it's almost May already. I have one more week left of college, and then, or not college, but one more week left until the semester ends, and then I have one more year left of college. And I thought to kind of sum up this year, since I will be going back home next weekend and the year's over, I thought I'd give you guys five ways generally to just improve yourself and your life that have helped me get to where I am now. I have a lot of achievements, and to me, a lot of those don't matter as much. It's more about just improving yourself every day. Achievements will come and you won't even really realize it, because it's more important, in my opinion, about the process of getting there. So fall in love with the process, and these are five ways that helped me a lot. First thing was reading. This could be self-development, self-help books, but even if you don't like those, just reading in general will make you smarter and will give you a different perspective on life and the world. It's hard to explain unless you actually start reading, but even though reading is not fun for a lot of people, I would highly recommend it because it's made me smarter, and a lot of books have proof. Like, for example, they have reason behind it because they've been studied before. So the more you read, the smarter you become and the better perspective you'll have in a lot of things. Second thing, I'm a big proponent of exercise, but not only just exercising in the gym, but doing cardio outside of the gym and really doing some exercises outside. The more you go outdoors, you'll be surprised. Just breaking a sweat every day does wonders for your health. And that's coming from someone who used to never exercise for like a whole year, and now I do it really consistently because of how much it helps me mentally and physically. The third thing I'll say is to start a gratitude journal, or just what I do, I put it in a notes app every day. Sometimes they suck, and sometimes you kind of forget just how lucky you are. I had a simple notes app and say at least one thing every day that I'm grateful for. It's so small, but it does wonders for my mental health and has helped me continue to improve my life every day because I keep thinking more positively, which is very, very helpful if you want to improve your life. It's just thinking positively can go a long way. The fourth thing I want to mention is to do things outside of your comfort zone. It is impossible to grow if you're just doing the same thing over and over. So what I mean by this is, for example, I hate running, but I challenge myself to do a half marathon, to run a half marathon. Started with just one day running a mile at like the worst pace ever, 12 minutes, which is like basically walking it. But it's a challenge that as I just kept going, I started improving my life tremendously. And now I'm the biggest proponent of constantly setting little goals, little challenges for yourself monthly. This could be academic related, social life related, physical goals. Just set goals and stick to them. And the last thing I'll say, find a good mentor. This is probably one of the most important things I can say. If you have someone that you look up to, just ask for their advice. Ask them if you could have a conversation with them and have them teach you what they know. So many people are afraid to ask for help when in reality, a lot of people are willing to help if you ask. And if you ask and they say no, well then so what? Like, it's life moves on. But if someone really inspires you and you think that they're a great mentor without even physically being your mentor, don't be afraid to ask, because having a mentor can take you so far in life just by them kind of telling you how to get through these challenges and how to grow your life. It's very important to find a good mentor. So, with that being said, the five things to improve your life and yourself are to read more, to exercise more, especially outdoors, start a gratitude journal, or just make it simple and do it on the Notes app and type it in your phone. Do things outside of your comfort zone every week, every month, and just keep growing by doing things outside of it. And the last thing is to find a good mentor. With that being said, I will see you guys next week. Thank you for listening. Hope you guys have a good week. See ya.